This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavayim. I hope everybody not fasten your seatbelt, but fasten your belt, your regular belt, because we're learning Siman Tzadi Aleph. Sheyezer Masnav. You should tie your belts. V'yichas HaRoisha, and you should cover your head. V'shas Tefillah. By the way, once we're on the topic of seatbelts, I'm going to give you some good advice. Unfortunately, there was a story that happened in Lakewood. A guy was in an Uber. He was sitting in the second row. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The driver stopped short. He went through the front windshield, and Nebuchadnezzar lost his life. So, before you put on a belt for davening, you should do another mitzvah. You should put on your seatbelt, because that's also a very important mitzvah. Besides davening, is remaining alive. Remaining alive is also an important mitzvah. In fact, it's an even greater mitzvah. So every day when you put on your seatbelt, you should be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'chai bohem. It's a big mitzvah. You could do it every day. You know, we like to talk about kavanas to have when you do mitzvahs. You should be mechavein when you put on your seatbelt to be mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of guarding your life. And if you have children in the back seat, you could be mekayim another mitzvah. You could save their life also. Okay, Siman Tzadi Aleph. Sheyezer Masnav. You should gird your loins and cover your head during davening. Says Mechaber, Hoysa taz chagura al masnav l'chasoysoy mi masnav l'mata. If a cloak was covering your loins from your waist down, basically, that's a nice way of saying you're wearing a pair of pants. Asur l'hispalel ad sheichas alibay. You're not allowed to daven until your heart is covered. Say, why? I don't see my erva. My heart doesn't see my erva. What's the issue? The issue is you need to have your heart covered for davening. If you didn't cover your heart, or you had an oinus and you don't have what to cover with it, since your erva is covered and you davened, you're yoyse. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ad. You have to cover your heart. You need to view yourself like you're standing before a king and you're speaking with fear. By the way, the Dershu quotes that the Mishnah Berurah said earlier in Siman Ayin Dalet Siv Katan Chav Beis, L'chadchila, when you make a bracha or when you say krishma, you also have to have your upper body covered. So the question is there any difference between Shemayna Esrei and krishma? Because by krishma, we already had, it's not ka'imed lefnei amelech. Let's see the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah earlier. In Siman Ayin Dalet, Sivkatan Chaf Beis, there the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, this is why, you know, you got to look things up yourself. In Siman Ayin Dalet Siv Vav, the Mechaber says, Hoysa talisa chagura al masnav chazan masnav mata. Afal pi shimasnav malahu aroim motor likrois krishma. Aval hispalel asar achi chasaliboy. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah that the Mechaber says that for krishma you could be bare-chested. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's been makam etchak. Otherwise, lechat chila, it's not correct to do that by any bracha, and especially Shema. That's why I'm not happy with this note over here in this edition of the Mishnah Berurah, because fundamentally there's a very big difference between Shemana Esrei and Krishma. Namely, by Shemana Esrei, it is asur to be unclad from your waist up, as opposed to brachas and Krishma, it is not asur, it's just and there's a very big difference. That's why this Haggah is a little bit misleading, I would say. In other words, there's a very big chiluk in halacha between Shemana Esrei and Kriya Shema and Shar Brachas. Shemana Esrei has a din of Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. No other part of davening has a din of Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. Of course, it's always preferable and ideal to be properly clad. So in other words, let's say that somebody wanted to wear an undershirt. Even a short sleeve undershirt, V-neck, you know, and certainly those the sleeveless, is that considered not covered Is that considered Yechasa Libai? Is that considered Yechasa Libai? So you say, yeah, your heart is covered. But look in the next Mishnah Berurah. V'adin kol gufay. Your body is not covered. It's not a din in your heart. This is not a din in your heart. So I want to say something very important. It comes out lahalacha. If you're not feeling well, right? And, you know, our generation is not like our grandparents. Our grandparents, when they went to sleep, they put on, you know, the flannel pajamas, the bottom, the top, with the robe on top of it. They had more of a hargasha of tsonua. In America, you know, people are much more casual in the way they go to sleep. So let's say you're not feeling well. You want to daven marav at home. You cannot daven marav in your undershirt. You know why? Because it's uncovered over here. Your body's not covered. It's because your sleeve goes to here. That's not called covered. So you say, does that mean I shouldn't wear a short sleeve shirt when you daven? Of course, you know, you're right. You should. A t-shirt is not covering your body. You can't daven in a t-shirt. Your arm is uncovered. So you say, could I daven ashrei? Yeah, me'ikar din, you can daven ashrei. Could I daven shmona esrei? No, me'ikar din, you cannot daven shmona esrei. If I davened in my Mets t-shirt, can I daven? Well, the first thing is you shouldn't be a Met fan. You should have been a Yankee fan. But if you made that bad decision, that was another bad decision you made by davening Shema. You should not daven Shema Nesai because your body is not covered. What about wearing shorts? Also, you can't daven Shema Nesai wearing shorts. Could you say Tehillim wearing shorts? Yes. Could you say a bracha? Yeah. Could you daven Shema Nesai? No. Your whole body has to be covered when you daven. Okay, I'm not saying these are not chumras. This is my ikar hadin. Okay, so the din of the mechaber, when the mechaber says asur l'spal ad sheichasa liboy, it's lav dafka liboy. It's kol gufay. Fine, but b'di'eved, if you were not wearing anything above your waist, you're yotze. Ha'el v'ratzolamer afilu ha'im mimasim amala aroim yatsa. Yeah. Weiter, Sif Beis. Tzarech lezar ezar b'shasa tefillah. You need to wear a belt when you daven. Afilu yesh le avnei she'en levi roya sa'erva. Even if I already have some kind of belt that separates between my heart and my erva, and the reason why you need to wear a belt for davening is mishum hikoin. The pasuk says, hikroin likras eleikav Yisrael. Where is that pasuk? Anyone have in their Mishnah Berurah where that pasuk is? Where is the pasuk? Hikain likras eleikav Yisrael. By the way, it's interesting. In Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav, it quotes part of the pasuk. Hikain likras. In the Mechaber, he just says the word hikain. But I believe that's the pasuk. So the question is, that sounds like you need to wear a gartov for davening, right? Because the Mechaber is saying, even though I already have a belt, in our case, even though if, let's say, somebody already has an elastic underwear that separates between the heart and the erva, nevertheless, you need an additional belt for davening. Avo shar brachos, other brachos, mutter levarich b'loi chagura. You're allowed to make without a belt. Me'achar she'esh lo'i mechnasayim, because you already have underwear. So in other words, when it comes to other Dvarim Shavu Kedusha, as long as there's a separation between the heart and the erva, that's okay. For davening, you need to have a designated belt. But for other brachas, you're allowed to make without a belt, because you have underwear. Hagava in libay roya sa'erva. So now we'll see halach l'maisa. Really? You have to wear a gartel? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech, v'diyavin himsav lo yezer yatsa, v'diyavin if you daven without a belt, you're yotze. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. And he quotes Rabbi Yeruchim, who was brought in the Beis Yosef, who says, V'yesh oimrim oy, didavka misha rago kla yom b'chagayra. You know when you have to wear a belt for davening? That's where, if you wear a belt the whole day. Avo misha hoylech kla yom b'loy chagayra. Somebody who does not wear a belt the whole day. I think in America it's not that popular anymore to wear belts. But somebody who doesn't wear a belt, gamish hatzfilin tzarech lachir, you don't have to wear a belt for davening. When do you have to wear a belt? That's if you wear a belt the whole day, then you better keep it on for davening. So now, it's not really true that the Mechaber holds you have to wear a gartel. All the Mechaber says is you have to have a belt on for davening. That's it. Now, if you wear the belt the whole day, great. So you have a pair of underwear and you have a belt. Now, there are some who say you don't even have to wear your belt. You could remove your belt as long as you don't wear it when you go to work. But if you wear your belt when you go to work, you better have it on for davening. And umiyu midas chasidus af b'chai gavna. It's a midas chasidus, even if you don't wear a belt the whole day, to have a belt for davening. But if you already have a pair of underwear and you wear a belt, there is nothing here, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Rama, not in the Achronim, that says anything about a gartel. There is no mention or reference to any idea of gartel over here. Now I'm gonna spill out my pet peeve, because I started going in the morning with the seatbelts and the undershirts. The guy who's wearing an undershirt and puts on a gartel, he obviously is very short on material, so maybe we could unravel his gartel and use it to cover the rest of his arms so that his body could be covered before he has the belt, the special belt separating between his heart and the erva. The reason to wear, okay, I'm gonna stop right there. Fine. Siv katan vav. Mishum hikoin lakras. Isa bezoyar vaschanan. We find the Zarvas Chana. Man de koyim b'tzloisa, somebody who stands up in tefillah b'ayla chasuye reishe, he has to cover his head, ve'enoi, and he has to cover his eyes, begin to yistaka b'shchinta, not to gaze at the shchina. So there's an idea that when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you don't want to look outside of your area of tefillah, you don't want to look out of the siddur. Either you don't open your eyes, or if you're looking at the siddur, you shouldn't look outside the siddur, because you're going to gaze at the shchina. So therefore, you cover your head to cover your eyes. And the minhag today, the Mishnah Berurah says, is l'chasos roish ad hoinayim, to cover the head until the eyes. B'talas mitzvah b'shas yurches. Man de pakachina b'shas tzloisei, someone who opens his eyes during Shemoneh Esrei to look outside of the siddur, makdim alei malach hamavas. The Malach HaMavis gets a head start on him. By the way, I don't think it's a good idea to give the Malach HaMavis a head start. That doesn't sound good. So the Minchas Yitzchak has a very interesting question here. Because in Simen Ches of Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah said, don't cover your Tefillin Shorosh Legamri. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, here we're talking about only during Shemoneh Esrei. During Shemoneh Esrei, you could sort of cover and have the talis draped down until your eyes. The rest of the davening, you should not do that. You should not have the tefillin shel roish covered completely. This is a specific hanhaga for Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Now, shar brachos, you don't need a belt. V'adin kriyishma, you don't need a belt. Deloy shayach hikroin likras eloikecha Yisrael, ki im kisha'ayme lefnei amach. It's only when you're standing before the king. So the din of hikoin is only for Shemoneh Esrei. So there's a question. In Simen Zayin, Sif Beis, it's mashma, that the din of hikoin applies to brachos also. Because there it says, Seder Atifa, so kederach bnei adam shemiskasim b'ksusim v'asim l'achnim pam b'kis arosh pam b'gilay harosh v'nochoin sheichas haroshoi betales. No, I'm sorry. In Zion base, if somebody urinated and they didn't wipe, even though you have to make asher yatzah, so you don't have to wash your hands, either because of nikiyos or because of hikoin. What do you mean hikoin? Hikoin is only for Shemoneh Esrei. You hear the question? In Simen Zayin, Sif Beis, the Mechaber says there's a din of hikoin for a bracha. I'm not sure. So, it seems like the way that Dershow explains it in Simen Zayin, that there are two dinim of hikayin. There's a din of hikayin that's me'ikar din for Shemana Esrei, and then there's a din of hikayin which is somewhat midas chasidus that might extend to earlier parts of davening. Okay? Even if you don't have underwear, let's say you have drawstring sweatpants or you have some kind of tight fitted pant, that could be also be mafsik bein libay la erva. Okay, friends? So, let's see bir halacha tzarech. The Mechaber said tzarech lezer ezer v'shasetzvah. You have to wear a belt during davening. So the bir halacha says I'm Mishnah Berurah v'humi bach. Meaning, this is the din of the bach, that the din of wearing a belt, that b'diavad if you didn't, you're yaitzeh, and it's only if you wear a belt the whole day. However, t'mu in divrei abach, the mashum mina dal poskim achokim arash rabbeinu shmaya gam b'diavad chozim esvalo. The bach is mashma that according to some poskim, wearing a belt is ma'akev, and you would have to daven again. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's impossible. Doloi chamirim ze midoloi kisa eslibay vhu aroi mi masna vulamala de bevade einbay mishum hikoin vafilu hachi einoi chayzer. This can't be more chamor than someone who didn't cover his heart and completely unclothed from his waist up, where is a violation of hikoin and you don't have to go back. So therefore, it's not correct to say that according to any poskim you would have to go back if you're not wearing a belt. Bottom line is, how should one conduct themselves for davening? Should you wear a gartel? It doesn't say anywhere that you should wear a gartel. Should you wear a belt? If you wear a belt the rest of the day, you're mechuyev to wear a belt for davening. So for example, like this. It's a Sunday. You went jogging. You took off your regular pants. Now you put them back on. You're not in the mood of putting on your belt for mincha. Put on your belt. You have to wear your belt for mincha. But if you're a beltless guy, you never wear a belt. You're not mechuyev to wear a belt for davening, but it is better to. Yeah, have a good day, everyone. Hatzlacha, be well. Baruch tia.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.